I love my wife, Lily, dearly. She's always been my best friend. I was devoid of love and affection for most of my life until she came along 8 years ago. I've been in love ever since. I've been married for 5 years now. You realize you love someone when you're ready to do anything for them. And I'd do anything for Lily. If she said that the sky was red, it was red. If it wasn't, I'd paint it red. We had a beautiful daughter, 28th of March, 3 years ago. Named her Dorothy, after Lily's grandmother. And that's when things started to get strange. One morning, my beloved Lily woke up and said, "I need to tell you something. I can't keep it in any longer. I don't expect you to understand, but you're the only person I can trust." At first, I thought she was joking. She was sweating profusely, and her eyes told me that this wasn't some silly prank. "Yes, darling, what's wrong?" I asked. "I get visions, and I can see into the future," she said, her lips trembling with each word. "Wait, so like a psychic?" I asked. "I don't know. I've always kept it to myself, but it seems like I have this gift, and I've had it since my pregnancy. I said nothing about this to anyone." "But darling, you're an atheist who prides herself in trusting logic and facts over everything else. I thought we both were like that. Do you really believe that you can see the future?" "You don't have to believe me just yet. I don't believe myself either. I just know that I have this gift now. I have these visions, looking at certain people and places, and they come true. They always come true. I've tried keeping this to myself, but after what I saw today, I had to let you know. Your mother will die tomorrow."
"What?
What are you saying?"
"Yes, just go over there now. Don't ask questions."
My mother lives with her sister upstate. It was a 4-hour drive away. I hope Lily was wrong, but I didn't want to take the risk. I went out. And to this day, I can't explain what happened next, but it certainly made me believe that my wife was psychic. When I was an hour away from her place, I received a call from my mother's sister telling me that my mother had slipped and fallen in the bathroom. She died from the concussion. Lily was right. This was not a coincidence. Over the next few weeks, Lily got visions of minor things like, what would I get to see at work? Who would visit us during the weekend? What Christmas presents I had bought and kept hidden from her? And she was right every time. We learned to live with it. Slowly. Unless the visions were tragic, like someone close getting fired or dying. I didn't believe in these things throughout my life, but it was hard being a non-believer when you're seeing these events happen with your own eyes in your own life. I asked her why she didn't tell me about her gift earlier, but she said that she had no idea about it. It was only when she was pregnant that she started getting these visions. I still love Lily. I always would. That'd never change. If she said that the sky was red, it was red, and if it wasn't, I'd paint it red. Things were all right for a while. I'd like to believe that this was the time in our lives that we were truly happy. I love Lily, my beautiful little girl Dorothy. Lily loved Dorothy and spent most of her time playing with her. They were both so adorable. Filled my heart with happiness every single day. We were happy, in love, raising a beautiful child. Her having psychic gifts was just a bonus at that point. However, not all love stories have a happy ending. Ours, unfortunately, wasn't an exception. Last year, Dorothy died because of a heart condition that couldn't be remedied. Lily was devastated, and so was I. It's the toughest and darkest time of our lives, and I knew that I had to be strong for her. I was her only shoulder to cry on. But most of the time, I broke down alone in rooms of silence. And I was sure she wasn't nearby. Could never get over that. I knew Lily couldn't either. She spent her nights crying and clutching on to me. She spent her mornings waking up and crying. On most days, I tried to calm her down, but on the few days when my heart couldn't handle the unbearable pain of our loss, we held each other and cried. Our perfect life was over. Weeks went by like this. Lily ate less, stopped going out of the house altogether. I couldn't bear to see her heartache.
but there was nothing I could do. I was sure that something inside Lily had shattered, and she wasn't the same person ever since. She didn't talk during the day, and during the night she cried. She stared at Dorothy's crib. She broke down crying every time she looked at it. Tried my best to be there for her. I loved her more than anything else. And seeing her in such misery reminded me of the blissful times in our lives that we both had taken for granted. Also seemed that her gift of getting visions went away with the passing of our daughter. She used to stare at the walls and ceilings hoping for visions, and whenever she got one, claimed to get one, she told me about them. It didn't come true. Her gift was gone. And she had become a soulless, depressed version of the woman that I had once known. It was perhaps that Dorothy had something to do with it. And she started getting these visions when Dorothy came into this world and lost it with her passing. I'm sure she realized this as well, but she wasn't ready to accept it. Now, a few weeks later, she told me that she saw, in a vision, that our neighbor's dog had died. Like all her visions since Dorothy had died, I thought this one would not come true. However, things were different the next morning. For the first time since Dorothy's passing, I saw Lily smile. The neighbor's dog died. The neighbor's dog, it died, she said. My gift is back. Do you understand what this means? No, Lily, I said, still trying to process everything. It means I can see the future again, she said, and hugged me. I held her tightly and hugged her. For the first time since Dorothy passed away, she wasn't crying as soon as she woke up. Rather, she was happy. You don't believe me, do you? She asked. I do, I said, and kissed her. She kissed me back with eyes wide open, and I realized then that something was still wrong with her. However, I still loved her, and I always would. Losing your own daughter and recovering from shock isn't going to be a pleasant experience, but I sincerely hoped she hadn't gone crazy. The next few days went by normally. Lily was less upset. Getting her gift back seemed to bring a new ray of hope into her life. She told me that in one of her visions, she saw that her abusive brother would die within a week. Her brother was an abusive leech to both her parents, and it was obvious that Lily wanted him to die. Are you sure this is a vision and not just your fantasy? I said, expecting her to laugh at the joke. No, he'll die, she said, in a straight voice. Her brother died. And the police are still investigating his murder. Someone had stabbed him in his throat and left him to die in his car. When the police came over to our place for questioning, Lily gave me a look I'll never forget. While the police weren't looking, she looked at me and smiled from ear to ear. Now, she never liked her brother, but even after hearing the news about his death, she wasn't affected. The police went away, but they're still investigating this. I just hope to God they don't come by knocking again. I think Lily is getting happier, though. She talks to me more frequently. She doesn't cry anymore. Last week, Lily told me that she saw Mr. Hudson, or Badmouth Billy, as he was known in the neighborhood, would die. Sure enough, he died the next day with a knife stuck in his spine. I saw Lily happy again when she got the news. She knew that they were dead as soon as she told me of her vision. It might seem weird. Most of my wife's predictions about people dying were being fulfilled by them being murdered. It's also a weird coincidence that these people were people she wasn't fond of. Rather, she strongly disliked them. So, I know what you're thinking. It's her. She's killing these people to fulfill her visions because after Dorothy's death, she has gone crazy. But I've always loved my wife. I know that whatever Lily is, she's not a killer. She isn't capable of doing this. I know she's not a killer. I know she's not, because I am. Poisoning a dog and stabbing two men in the dark were easy. I'd do it all over again for her. I'll keep fulfilling all her visions, if that's what it takes to see a smile on her gorgeous face. As I said, I'd do anything for her. If she said that you were going to die, you'd die. I'll make sure you do. If she said the sky was red, it was red. If it wasn't, I'll paint it red.
Hey there, kids. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I just wanted to say thank you for watching today's video. I want to try to wrap this video up quick, so I'm going to let you know about a couple of things real quick. First one is, I'm going on tour. If you want to check out more information about that, head over to creepypasta.shofetti.com. That's creepypasta.shofetti.com. If you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/Mr. Creepypasta, and if you'd like to buy some nice warm tea for a dark and stormy story time, check out etsy.com/shop/ivory monocle tea. Sweet dreams, kids.